This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The weather forecast offers no relief for weeks across much of the U.S. breadbasket. Corn and soybean prices are at new records today. Wheat is rising, too. And when we have this kind of farming weather, the whole world suffers with us. Rob Bailey is a senior research fellow on energy, environment, and resources with the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the U.K. Good to talk with you.
Hello.
We're very focused on how our drought affects us here at home, but how and why does it so quickly spread problems to the rest of the world?
Well, America is it's an agricultural superpower as well as a traditional global superpower. So it's the biggest producer of maize in the world. It's the biggest producer of soybeans in the world. So as soon as there's a decrease in U.S. agricultural production, that has massive knock-on effects for the global agricultural economy. These sorts of price impacts can ripple across economies and across borders.
And geopolitically, let's just think back a few years. When food prices start to rocket in some parts of the world, crazy things can happen.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think back to 2008 in Haiti, the government actually fell as a result of riots in connection to food prices. Fast forward a couple more years to 2011, the Arab Spring actually was sparked by initial protests in a number of countries about the price of bread, because the price of wheat had gone up in response to export bans and a really bad harvest in Russia and Ukraine following a heat wave and wildfires there.
Are there any particular flashpoints that you are looking at this time around?
The situation in the Middle East remains much the same. There is still huge political vulnerability to a spike in wheat prices. The other thing that the US is having a big impact on is soybean prices. But if we see a very sharp increase in soybean prices, you can expect meat prices to rise. And this could actually have implications for China quite seriously.
Rob Bailey with the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.